Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Chaf Aleph Chulin 21. And today's Daf Yomi, we go back a little bit to Chaf Amud Beis to 20b, where Gemara on Chaf Aleph discusses a statement that initially Ze'iri had made on 20b. And Ze'iri says the following statement, that if there is an animal, Nishbara Mafrakesh, where the neck bone of the animal has broken, the bone of the neck, which is called the Mafrakesh, because it's made up of small parts, prakim, and so that's how we get the name of the mafrakis, comes from the idea that it comes from prakim. So for that reason, if this neck bone breaks, the mafrakis breaks, the rov basar ima, and the majority of the flesh that is around the neck bone breaks with it, then under those circumstances we say it is like a nevela. It's like the animal is dead already, and even though the animal is still moving, we say that under those circumstances, if you would slaughter the animal, it would not be a valid slaughter, and therefore the animal would still be considered a nevela, and the shlita is of no help whatsoever to make it kosher or to say that it's no longer tameh. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, if this law of Ze'iri is accurate, that once the animal's neck bone is broken with the majority of the flesh around it, we have a fundamental question. And the fundamental question is that we know, says Rava, that when it comes to Malika, when it comes to the way the bird was killed in the temple by the Kohanim, that you were supposed to kill it by the Kohen was supposed to kill it by sticking his right hand through the back of the neck, and then pinching the two simanim. And so therefore, prior to the Kohen doing this, prior to the Kohen getting to the trachea and the esophagus by coming through the back of the neck, he's going to be breaking the neck bone and the majority of the flesh around it. And so we have the question, v'chimesa omeru moik, how can the Kohen do this fashion? How is he able to do this? The Torah commands him to do the Malika. Was he doing the Malika on a dead bird? If you said that as soon as the neck bone is broken with the majority of the flesh, that the animal is considered to be dead, then what's the Malika on? Is the Malika going to be done on a dead animal? So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Abai says to Rav, Avatikshilach Olas Ha'Of. Why don't you just ask me this question about an Olas Ha'Of? Because by an Olas Ha'Of in general, by a bird that's an ola, we also require shnei simanim. We require both of the simanim to be cut. Unlike a chatos ha'of, where we require only one of the simanim, here we require both the trachea and the esophagus. So why don't we ask the same question? Chimesa omer oleg. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a question. By the olas ha'of, it's not a question, because there's a special law that we require the total severing of the head to be offered separately on the altar. But it is a question about malika in general, that since we have to go through the neck of the animal, through the back of the neck, we are indeed breaking the neck bone. And so therefore, how is it possible that we require to also cut the trachea and the esophagus, or the trachea or the esophagus, when in that case it's already considered like it's a dead animal? So the Gemara says, Amarava Ema Kain Huosa. Rava says we have to say, as a result of this difficulty, of this question, that we have to say that the Malika is done in such a manner where Chotech Shidra Umafrakes below Rov Basar, that the Kohen has to do this very difficult task of Malika by breaking the spinal cord and the neck bone of the bird without cutting the majority of the flesh. And so since he's not cutting the rov basar, it's not going to be considered like it's dead. That you need both of these aspects. You need to also do the majority of the flesh with the breaking of the neck bone. And indeed, Kisalik Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera came to the land of Israel, Ashkel Rabbi Ami, he found Rabbi Ami was sitting there, V'kamarala Hashmaita, and he said this teaching of Ze'iri, that as soon as you break the neck bone and the rov basar, the animal is considered like a nevela, like it's dead. And so he asked him the question that Rabbi Zera asked the question, and he said, "V'chimesa omeru moik, how is it possible that you do the malika then? You're doing it on dead bird." And when he asked this question to Rabbi Ami, it says in the Gemara, domem kishachada. He sat there astonished. He didn't know what to do. He hadn't thought of this, like, this tremendous question. And he sat there for an hour thinking about what the proper response would be. And Amarle said to him, we'd have to say, he came up with the same solution. Kachuo said, actually, what the Kohen must have done was that he somehow cut the spinal cord without the majority of the flesh. And so indeed, that was the answer. This law with respect to Malika and with respect to an animal in general comes along the Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, and he says it's also true about a person, that we say that we have to, certain times, we need to know when is actually the person going to be considered to be dead or not. And Shmuel says, Nishbor mafrekes v'rov basar ima metame ba'oal, that once the person's neck bone is broken with the majority of their of the meat, of the flesh around their neck, we're going to say that they are indeed going to be considered like they are dead, and therefore at that point they're going to be metame ba'oal. And if you're going to ask me the question from the case of Eli, that Eli, we know with respect to the Kohen, with respect to the story of Eli in the book of Shmuel, that he died, and there was the case where he fell over backwards when he heard the bad news, and he was the Kohen Gadol, and he heard the bad news, the horrible news that he had heard, Rachmanu Litzlan, about the death of his sons, and at that point it said he fell over backwards and it died. Vayipol me'al kisei achoranis bi'ad yad ha'shar v'tishaber mafrakto v'yamos kizakeinu ish. And there it says his neck bone broke, and immediately he was considered dead. But the Gemara says, no, that case is different because he was an older person. By an older man, we say, as soon as the neck bone breaks, even without the flesh around it, we consider the person like they are dead.